Last week, Representative David Eastman made national news by claiming that there are women in Alaska villages who are glad to become pregnant in order to travel to Seattle or Anchorage for an abortion paid for by Medicaid. Eastman is now blaming the press for the furor over the comments. KTNA's Philip Manning has more.
After Matsu Valley Republican David Eastman made comments to reporters alleging the abuse of Medicaid-funded travel for abortions last week, he received significant criticism, including from his own caucus. Many saw Eastman's singling out of women in villages as targeting Alaska Native women. Legislators on both sides of the aisle are now calling for Eastman to apologize. Over the weekend, it appeared that Representative Eastman might do just that. On Saturday evening, Eastman appeared live on KTVA television. Here's how Representative Eastman began the interview with anchor Bonnie Bowman.
First, the media is a circus, literally a circus. And that's about the nicest thing that I can say about some people in the media right now.
Eastman spent the majority of the 12-minute interview reiterating his positions and blaming the media for the anger many people are directing at his comments. While the word apologetic did come up in the KTVA interview, Representative Eastman did not directly apologize for what he has said.
So I am very apologetic that anyone would think that I was targeting them or that I was thinking that somehow that abortion is a good thing. I don't think it's a good thing. I think it hurts people. I think it hurts women. And certainly it hurts children.
Legislators representing rural Alaskans have been sharply critical of Eastman's comments. Last Friday, four representatives, including Speaker of the House Bryce Edgman, sent Eastman a letter demanding an apology, and Anchorage Democrat Garen Tarr called for Eastman to be censured. Representative Eastman has not provided verifiable evidence to back up his controversial claims. In a statement by email on Monday, he says he's protecting anonymity, including of one case in which he says the state of Alaska pressured a woman to go through with an abortion after she changed her mind. In the same statement, Eastman says Medicaid travel policy should be evaluated, and he has called on the state to look into their abuse. Senator Donnie Olson, a Democrat from Golovin, says he is pro-life, but told his fellow senators on Monday that Representative Eastman's comments went, quote, beyond the pale. Olson is a medical doctor with more than 30 years of experience in rural Alaska. He says Eastman's claims, in his experience, are simply not true.
Did you not go out there and get pregnant so they can get a trip to Anchorage to terminate the pregnancy? Quite the contrary. People in my area, especially amongst the Alaska Native culture and in rural areas, have an integrity and morality that enshrines throughout and embraces and adores babies.
House Minority Leader Charisse Millett was unavailable for an interview on Monday. The Minority Caucus issued a press release last Friday distancing itself from Eastman's comments and calling on him to apologize. In Talkeetna, I'm Philip Manning.